You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend. Guys are here, ready to go. And, of course, my new best friend, Todd Fritz, the only Danette here in the man cave. And I'd have it no other way.
Yeah.
Get to your phone calls as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Our good buddy Ross Tucker from Westwood One will stop by. Chris Sims from Football Night in America. Notre Dame quarterback Ian Book will join us. Book! I always think of Witness with Harrison Ford, that movie. Book! Ian Book will join us coming up a little bit later on. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning. Good morning to all of our great radio affiliates around the country. And our TV partner, Peacock. Download the app. It's free. You can watch all 3 hours if you'd like. When the Jets led up the game-winning touchdown to the Raiders, there were a lot of us who thought they did it on purpose. 4-point lead, seconds to go. Oakland had the ball near midfield. And, of course, Jets defensive coordinator Greg Williams called it an all-out blitz. Derek Carr lofted the ball to Henry Ruggs, the rookie. The Jets fall to 0-12. Jokes ensued. I don't know if the Jets were trying to lose on purpose to help their draft position, but if they were doing it, they didn't do a very good job because they really should have won this game. And Greg Williams loves to be aggressive. He does it all the time. Maybe it's a rare stroke of good luck for the franchise because I kept thinking, God, the Jets are going to screw this up. Wait, the Jags are going to screw this up. And then both teams ended up losing. So now the Jets are on track to draft Trevor Lawrence. I wonder if Trevor Lawrence is watching the Jets play. He probably wouldn't admit that he was watching or that he's watching Jacksonville. I don't know who his favorite team is, but I wonder if somebody says to Trevor Lawrence, hey, the Jets blew it. What? Yeah. They allowed the Raiders to win. Oh, no. Someday Jets fans are going to look back at yesterday's loss as the one that propelled the franchise into an era of unprecedented success, right? Or at least if I'm a Jets fan, that's what I'm saying today. That we lost, but we're going to win because we're going to get Trevor Lawrence. We'll have a poll question for you, play of the day, stat of the day. And if you'd like to be part of the program, you can, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Operator Marvin is standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Yes, Tom?
Are you somehow so flattered if you're Trevor Lawrence that they find all these ways to blow it, especially the way it went down yesterday? It's like, wow, they really want me. This is the place for me.
I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going. The Jets tried to lose that game. And as much as we want to blame Greg Williams, hey, he's a very aggressive defensive coordinator. He loves to do this, an all-out blitz. I have to put some blame on these defensive backs. Let's say my defensive coordinator says, all-out blitz. Okay, I have an undrafted rookie. I think his name's Lamar Jackson. And he's supposed to be covering Henry Ruggs, who is probably one of the top five fastest players in the sport. It's a double move. You don't know. You know what I don't bite on? The first move. It doesn't matter. If he's going to go out of bounds, okay, I'm going to use the out of bounds as a weapon, and I'm going to play as deep as possible. No matter what my defensive coordinator calls, as a grown-ass man playing defense in the NFL, I have to say the following. How do we lose this game? Somebody gets behind me. And that's what happened. Why I have an undrafted rookie single coverage on Henry Ruggs? We can argue or discuss that. But these defensive backs have to know what's the only way we can lose if somebody gets behind us. And they made it look easy. And it wasn't just one defensive back. They were all up like 20 yards. You know, they were in the red zone. They weren't in the end zone. Hey, we can put pressure on Derek Carr, okay. But at some point, those defensive backs have to know, we have to play deep here. We can't let somebody get behind us. And as much as I can blame Greg Williams for calling the all-out blitz, I also have to say to whoever is the secondary coach, hey, guys, all-out blitz, don't let anybody get behind us. But the Jets, as only the Jets can do it, lost another one. Jags went into overtime against Minnesota. They almost screwed up their season as well. Yeah, Paulie.
Yesterday as an organization. It's like when a running back takes a knee at the five to help his team win. The Jets did that yesterday to help themselves long term, whether consciously or subconsciously.
Yeah, but I don't think they did that on purpose. I don't think Greg Williams goes. I mean, Greg Williams looks bad today. Greg Williams is going to be out of a job. You know, that's not one of those where you go, hey, let's make sure that we beat the Raiders. Like, if you're trying to hold on to your job, Sam Darnold, you want to play well, which he did. He had a pretty good game there. Greg Williams, are you going to get another job? You're the defensive coordinator of the worst team in pro football right now. Adam Gase, offensive-minded genius. You're going to get another job? Not as a head coach. I don't believe for a second that Greg Williams goes, how do we lose this game? Oh, you know, all-out blitz, and I have single coverage on Henry Ruggs, and hey, bite on the first move. It'll be a double move, but bite on it. I don't believe that for a second. I think it was just an aggressive play call, not a smart play call, and you didn't give your secondary the heads up or remind them, whatever happens, nobody gets behind you. Yes, McLovin.
You know, his name was Lamar Jackson. You were right. I think that's a lot to ask of a guy who's also quarterbacking the Ravens and coming off the COVID list to cover a guy.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot, Dan.
I see what you did there. Greg Williams will not be offering a master class in defense. Masterclass offers over 90 classes on a variety of topics.
Segway.
Yeah. That's how you win a sports Emmy right there.
Let's go.
All taught by world-class masters at the top of their field. This holiday, when you buy an annual membership, you get another annual membership for free. Just go to masterclass.com/Patrick. Masterclass.com/Patrick. What else do you have, McLovin?
So I put up the poll. Do you think the Jets lost on purpose? Just to see what people say. Right. I just put it up on danpatrick.com. But here's the other question. Was it a good day for the Jets?
Yes. I mean, Greg Williams isn't going to be there. Adam Gase isn't going to be there. Sam Darnold's probably not going to be there. And you want a clean sweep here. Let's just be bad, get it all out. And, you know, you have to purge here. We're bad. We showed it. We showed it again. We show it in a variety of ways, offensively, defensively, special teams, coaching, head coach, defensive coordinator, quarterback play. We're done with all of this. Let's just go, you know, into the offseason, and then we get Trevor Lawrence, and then let's try to build a team on a rookie contract at the quarterbacking position. So I would say yes, it is, because if you say I get Trevor Lawrence, even though I got embarrassed if I'm a Jets fan, I still have to look at the prize at the end of all of this, and that there will be a true prize. You could have the number one overall pick. Imagine if Trevor Lawrence wasn't in this draft. It's like the NBA draft this past year with Minnesota. There was no Zion Williamson. Minnesota didn't want the number one pick. There was nobody to take. And if Justin Fields is the reward, then you can go, is this worth it to go winless this season? Yeah, Paul.
What a weird position for Sam Darnold, because obviously he knows what the future is for him in New York. But if he plays well, which he's a competitor, he wants to play well, he's basically selling himself to other franchises. But if he pulls a Daniel Jones and wins a couple in a row, he may have to stay with the Jets, because if they had the fourth pick, they may not be able to get a quarterback.
Well, this is what I was told over the weekend, because I wondered if Sam Darnold, if they get Trevor Lawrence, does Sam Darnold stay? And I was told, don't be surprised if Sam Darnold would stay one more year if Trevor Lawrence is drafted number one overall by the Jets. Also, you got a quarterbacking situation with Philadelphia. I'd said prior to the game yesterday, I would sit down Carson Wentz just for his peace of mind, his state of mind, his confidence level, whatever it is. And if you want to put Jalen Hurts in there, how about you find out what you have with Jalen Hurts? And then you can decide in the offseason if the Colts are interested in trading for Carson Wentz. And the reason why I say that is Frank Reich is the head coach of the Colts. He was the offensive coordinator when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, when Carson Wentz had his best season. That's my only hope here. Because if I cut him, it's a $60 million cap hit. If I cut him the following year, it's a $40 million cap hit. You can't get rid of him unless you trade him. If you think Jalen Hurts has what it takes to be a good quarterback in the league, and at times he was fun yesterday. But I got to find out what's going on here. If I'm Philadelphia, is Doug Peterson back? Carson Wentz back? Would the Colts be interested in Carson Wentz? Those are questions that loom heavily over this organization. But what Jalen Hurts did, like quietly, I don't know what game Tony Romo was watching, because it felt like Jalen Hurts was leading a comeback. Like, wasn't it 23-16? And then, you know, you had the long run, but I thought, I mean, Philadelphia's in this game. Like, they were, Tony was praising, you know, Aaron Rodgers and, you know, okay, this isn't a blowout here. This is still a real game there. And I thought Hurts did a pretty good job. You know, no offseason, you know, no preseason. And he goes in there with every, you know, doesn't have good offensive weapons there, the offensive line. I mean, he manufactured something yesterday. And if I'm Philadelphia, if I'm Doug Peterson, I'm putting him back in there. It's the Eagles against the Saints. And who would have thought this late in the season, Taysom Hill would be opposite Jalen Hurts. But that's what it looks like here. Taysom Hill played again. Yes, Saints fans, I am reminded that Taysom Hill had some good passing stats. Yes, congratulations. Taysom Hill has played well. Better, you know, against Atlanta. And look, I thought Atlanta was going to win that game. And Atlanta's defense is pretty good. But Taysom Hill performed admirably there. Absolutely. Let me see a couple other things here. My Giants, surprise, surprise, of all of the games this year, that might be the one game that stands out where you go, what? Seattle needing a win. The Giants going cross country with Colt McCoy as your quarterback. And that Giants defense is good. And Russell Wilson Jr. III is no longer an MVP candidate. Tonight, Washington and Pittsburgh, the Buffalo Bills against the 49ers. We'll talk some college football. LSU should be ashamed. They lost by 37 to Auburn, 38 to Alabama. They should be ashamed, embarrassed. Because I kept watching the game thinking, how did LSU go from one of the great offenses I've ever seen to absolutely, positively nothing? And Alabama blows them out. Ohio State with a big win, but is it really a big win? It feels like they're going to manufacture, massage the rules that if Michigan doesn't play this week against Ohio State, that somehow they're going to have an addendum, a clause to the Big Ten playing in the title game. But right now, and I got two sources on this, it's quiet in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Quiet in Ann Arbor, Michigan. But you start to look at Ohio State's resume, it's not great. They can only play who's in front of them, but it has been a down, down year for the Big Ten. Coastal Carolina and BYU, best game of the weekend. As our good friend Pat Forty pointed out, it was a Tinder date. It was a Tinder college football game. Like, hey, do you want to play? Yeah, swipe right. Hey, we'll play you. And then they'll play at Coastal Carolina. I thought it was wonderful. I don't want to hear any more of this. Well, we're, you know, 15 years ahead with our schedule. We don't have any room for anybody here. Coastal Carolina, BYU playing one another, and Coastal Carolina took it to BYU. They were far more physical. They were the better team. Indiana, with a backup quarterback against Wisconsin in Wisconsin. Notre Dame rolls, Clemson rolls, and, of course, Alabama does as well. Yes, McLovin.
You know, if you're talking about the eye test, I watched the Ohio State-Michigan State game. I've seen much better high school games. I mean, like there were 30 people missing for both teams or something. They couldn't complete a shotgun snap, like a simple shotgun snap. Yeah. The quality of football was shockingly low to me. Does that matter to them, or is everybody expected to be down now?
Well, I think that the playoff selection committee would look at that. That Ohio State, I was told, was getting that game in. No matter who played, they were getting that game in. They just wanted to get that game in so then they could face Michigan. And they hope Michigan is able to play. And now the Big Ten has come out and said, hey, maybe you don't have to have six wins to play in the Big Ten title game. They're going to do everything they possibly can to get Ohio State in there because they want that team as a true representation of the Big Ten to play for the national championship. Everybody in the Big Ten benefits if Ohio State is in there. As much as I love what Indiana's done, Northwestern's been a good story. Michigan State's not any good. They look like Eastern Michigan, not Michigan State. Wisconsin losing at home to a backup quarterback in Indiana. Penn State and Michigan aren't going to have winning records. I mean, you can't look at Ohio State's resume and go, yep, they're great or very good. Talent-wise, yes, they are. But as far as what the resume says, no, not at all. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. We'll talk to Ross Tucker. I want to know the defensive philosophy of what Greg Williams was trying to do in that final play against the Raiders. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. We got play of the day, stat of the day, and we'll settle on our poll question as well. It's 18 after the hour. Glad you're part of the program. It's hour one, Dan and the Danette, Dan Patrick Show. 1-800-FLOWERS, holiday flower tree. Cannot go wrong with this. It always is a big hit. One-of-a-kind holiday arrangement, and it fills the smallest spaces with big holiday cheer. And right now, you can order this, 1-800-FLOWERS, holiday flower tree. Get 15% off. Perfect way to brighten your home or share with loved ones. If you can't be there this year, and a lot of us can't, this is the way to go. Because the holiday flower tree, elegantly hand-designed with fragrant greenery, there's roses. Todd goes, is that many carnations there? And I said, yes.
They're awesome.
With a merry red bow on top. Truly one-of-a-kind gift. 1-800-FLOWERS, 15% off the holiday flower tree. The offer ends on Friday. To get the holiday flower tree, 15% off, go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com. You're going to click on the radio icon, enter code Patrick, 1-800-FLOWERS.com, code Patrick. Hurry up. The offer ends on Friday. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson has a weekly appearance on WIP in Philadelphia. He says he hasn't decided who will start versus the Saints. I get the sneaky suspicion it'll be Jalen Hurts versus Taysom Hill. That's the direction I would take. Let me find out what I have here. If I'm going to entertain a trade offer for Carson Wentz, and maybe the Colts would go, yeah, we'll take him and reunite him with Frank Reich, then let me see what I have in Jalen Hurts. Now, there's another way to look at this. I might go, can I get Carson Wentz to a point where he can salvage the season as far as how people look at him? Does he look like he's a starting quarterback? Is he worth this kind of money? But Philadelphia can't cut him, and I want to see a little bit more from Jalen Hurts right now, and I would play Jalen Hurts. Yes, Paulie.
Ian, I was thinking about something. I've been saving this, but I think I'm ready to do a full debunking here. Would it be fair to say that the Jets, in a loss, had a good day as a franchise yesterday? Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. Then that would debunk one of the great quotes in NFL analyst history by Trent Dilfer. Remember this?
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Mm. Debunked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Wow. Wow.
Blown. Mind blown.
Okay. In fairness to Trent Dilfer, we've never had him on to explain that. I don't know if he was even asked about that on the mothership when he said that quote.
Does it need explanation? It stands alone. Tommy Jackson's still clueless.
Oh, Tom Jackson's looking at him like, what did you just say?
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Well, the Jets disproved that because they lost the game, but I still think they won. Because if you say I got to go through this embarrassment and I get Trevor Lawrence, I'll take the embarrassment of this year. If I get at least 5 years of Trevor Lawrence, yeah, I'll take that. Ross Tucker, former NFL lineman, and Ross Tucker Football Podcast, also working Westwood One as the NFL analyst. We invite you to hear more from Ross Tucker on his Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Coming up, let's see. You got Army-Navy next weekend. You got a game this week. Do you got Pittsburgh? What game do you have this week?
So I've got tomorrow night, Cowboys-Ravens for Westwood One, then Army-Navy, then Sunday I'll do Bills and the Steelers. So, I know you pay attention to this stuff, Dan. That means I will have called games this year, either NFL or FBS Division I football, Monday afternoon, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturday, Sunday. So the only thing I'm missing for setting, I believe, an all-time NFL Division I football analyst record is Friday night. So somehow in the next couple of weeks, I got to figure out a way to get a Friday night game in.
No, just do a high school game.
You know, the irony is I do this Pennsylvania State Championship games every year, but because of the COVID pandemic, they were Thanksgiving weekend, which is when I was doing the University of Buffalo game where Jarrett Patterson was one carry away, Dan, from breaking the all-time rushing record and touchdown records. And I don't know if you saw, but I did not take it overly well when he was pulled from the game.
He is Ross Tucker joining us on the program. All right, now just give me the defensive philosophy of Greg Williams. Like, what is he thinking in this moment as to why this is going to work, given putting pressure on Derek Carr and leaving his secondary exposed and in the situation with Henry Ruggs, man-on-man coverage?
Yeah, so I don't think it's necessarily the smartest move, but I will tell you, Dan, this is who he is. I mean, he almost always is going to be more aggressive than the situation would typically call for. I played for him in Buffalo in 2003, Washington in 2007 when he was a defensive coordinator. This is kind of who he is. The thought process, by the way, I'm not saying it's right. The thought process is if you come with a zero blitz, right, that means you're bringing one more guy than the offense has to block. The quarterback has to get rid of the ball before he can throw it deep. And all you need to do is have your defensive backs who are man-to-man coverage play off coverage. So if they're playing off, they're given a 10-yard cushion. Quarterback needs to get rid of it. He's got to throw it underneath or get rid of it quickly. You come up and you make the tackle. Unfortunately, the Jets' undrafted free agent corner, Lamar Jackson, didn't really get the memo, and he fell for a double move, a stutter and go, which – You cannot do that. I mean, you can't do that. So I know a lot of blame's going to Greg Williams, and that's fine. But if you're Lamar Jackson in that situation, there is no double move, buddy. Just you play back, you let him catch it in front of you, and then you tackle him.
That's what I didn't understand. Okay, Greg Williams puts pressure on the quarterback. But Greg Williams, as much as we can say, well, that's who he is, I got to take care of my secondary that's going to be exposed. And I got a rookie on Henry Ruggs, who's one of the top five fastest players in the game, and he bites on a double move. Like, if I gather that defensive, my secondary, I say, guys, everything's in front of you. Everything's in front of you. We're going to blitz. Everything's in front of you. Make them catch the ball in the middle of the field. That's it. And then if you want to send six guys, okay. But that's what I don't understand. I would fire Greg Williams for not telling his secondary, don't let anybody get behind you.
Well, I don't know. How do we know that he didn't tell him that? But ultimately, I would say, Dan, it's his responsibility. You know, like whether Lamar Jackson, and not the quarterback Lamar Jackson, the Jets DB Lamar Jackson, no matter whether he knew the situation or not, it's ultimately the coach's job to make sure that your young player does not make that mistake. But that's the thing. Coaches, I think, sometimes take situational awareness for granted. Like, okay, this guy knows playoff. You don't get beat on a double move, a stutter go. I mean, I still can't believe it happened. I'd like to think that all the Danettes, you, me, we would have been like 20 yards off. Okay, catch it underneath. We'll come and tackle you. But Lamar Jackson, he got the distance closed on him. He fell for it, and he got beat very, very badly.
Was yesterday a good day for the Jets?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yesterday was a great day for the Jets because it showed some promise without losing the ability at the number one overall pick. I got to tell you, I haven't had that much fun in a while, Dan. Watching the red zone, the end of the 1 o'clock games. And look, there was a bunch of great games. The Lions, Bears ending, the Texans fumble against the Colts. But just watching the Jags and the Jets and the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes drama. And what makes it so amazing to me is Adam Gase and Doug Marrone, they know they're gone. They know they're getting fired after the year. So they have no incentive to feather the nest for the next head coach. Like, what? How does it help them if the next head coach gets the number one pick and gets Trevor Lawrence and has success there? So these guys are out there trying to win a game to screw over the next head coach who's going to take over for them after the season. It's amazing.
Well, Sam Darnold probably tried to sabotage this as well, because if they win a couple of games, all of a sudden they go, all right, maybe we don't need a quarterback here. We're talking to Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman, his podcast, Ross Tucker Football Podcast. What would you do if you're Doug Peterson at the quarterbacking position?
I would go with Jalen Hurts, and I would go with Jalen Hurts for a couple reasons. Number one, he actually showed a spark. He made some good throws. They moved the ball on a couple drives in a row, including the touchdown drive. And not only that, Dan, it's been painful to watch Carson Wentz. Painful. And I say that from a couple different standpoints. Number one, he was so good in 2017. He was even so good the end of the year last year when he led them on that run to win the division with a bunch of practice squad guys. To watch what he's become this year, It's not quite that bad, Dan, but it's almost like when a baseball player has the yips. Like, he just won't pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. He is looking at the rush. He's looking down. He needs to be rebooted mentally. And so I start Hurts. If Hurts plays great, awesome. Play him the rest of the year. If Hurts is terrible, then maybe you consider the week after putting Wentz back in. But they got to do something to try to reset, unplug, whatever you want to say with Wentz, because he is – I've never seen anything like this, a quarterback deteriorate their performance this bad. And he's such a good young man. He just became a new dad. It's honestly like painful to – I watch every snap. I do Eagles pregame and preseason TV. It's painful to watch when you know how good of a kid he is and how much he wants it, to see how badly he's playing and how much – he says he hasn't lost his confidence.
No,
he refuses to pull the trigger. I mean, he takes sacks that you just can't take.
Explain to me the Chiefs. They might be the best team in football, but they certainly have a knack, a bad habit of keeping everybody that they're playing in the game.
Doesn't matter, Dan. You don't check Twitter enough. Chiefs are clearly the best team in the history of the galaxy. They're going to win every playoff game by 20. They're way better than the Steelers. It really is emblematic of our society. We all know Mahomes is great and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Look, and the Chiefs are great and they might win it again. But there's this narrative out there that the Steelers, quote unquote, aren't really good because they haven't looked that impressive in some of their wins. Meanwhile, you know, the Chiefs just barely beat the Broncos. The week before that, they beat the Bucs by 3. The week before that, Raiders by 4 in a great game. The week before that, they beat the Panthers by 2. Like, there's this thought process out there that the Chiefs are some unbeatable team. It's just not based in reality. I think that Chiefs-Steelers game will be awesome. I hope it happens. But this idea that the Chiefs are like 20 points better, it's just not founded in any sort of reality.
Are the Browns good? Or very good?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm going to say good. I think the Chiefs and Steelers are very good. I think the Browns and Bills are good. I can't go very good with the Browns or the Bills. I will say this, though. I love what the Browns did yesterday. My favorite thing is when teams shatter the lazy narrative about them. Like last week, Dan, I tweeted that Kevin Stefanski should be in the running for coach of the year because he has the Cleveland Browns at 8-3. And you know who replied to me? Some guy named McLovin, Andrew Perloff, and said, yeah, but who have they played? Who have they played? You know who they played, McLovin? They've now played 12 NFL teams. They've won 9 of the games, including beating the brains off the Titans. They beat the Colts. This whole schedule thing with the Browns, they're the Browns. It's that we're talking about the Cleveland Browns, and they're 9-3, and you've got back row bumbling whatevers like McLovin saying, but who have they played, though? Who have they even played? I'm still mad at him about that.
Yeah, but why do you let it bother you? It's McLovin. Like, you're better than that.
I know. You're right. I like getting fired up. I miss you guys. I haven't been up there in a while. And so when McLovin and everybody's like, yeah, who have they played? Oh, it helps when you play the NFC East. This whole, like, this isn't college football. Like, you play who's on your NFL schedule, and they beat 9 NFL teams.
All right. Let me let McLovin. This is Ivy League on Ivy League crime. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, Ross, honestly, I follow you for the press box food recommendations. I just saw an actual football tweet, so I felt like the need to respond instead of the fact that they had a chicken marsala at the Colorado State press room. So I was so taken aback by this.
You know, McLovin, you mock what you don't understand, okay? Those press box food videos get terrific engagement. People love it. And maybe if you're ever actually in a press box, you would be able to enjoy how delicious it is. Wow. And by the way, I'm also mad. You get Meat Friday, McLovin. You can just be quiet with the Meat Friday. Traeger grills, so good. I saw what Alan put out for you guys Friday. I wanted to kill somebody. I wanted to eat that so bad.
Was Dartmouth your safe school?
Didn't really consider it. I was only looking at like real Ivy League schools like Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. I mean, if you're going to go Ivy League, Dan, why would you go to like a second-rate, second-tier one? You know what I mean? Like,
I agree, and that's why
go to Harvard, Yale, or Princeton.
That's why I didn't go, because it was just the secondary Ivy League schools. I didn't get the elite ones. I'll leave you with this: Washington at Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and San Francisco. Any surprises? Do you see an upset? Can Washington beat the Steelers?
Yeah, I think they can. I don't think they will, but I actually think both these games are going to be awesome football games today because the Steelers are coming in this one. They're limping a little bit. No James Conner. They just played Wednesday. Washington's playing better. Washington hasn't played in 11 days. Pittsburgh played 5 days ago. I think Washington has a real chance to win this game. And then I think tonight, Bills Niners from Arizona will be very entertaining. We got a great Monday on tap.
Did you ever have a good experience when you played in Washington?
Yes, I did, because we were 0-5 my rookie year, and then we won our next 5, and Marty Schottenheimer, I think I had 9 head coaches, Dan, in 7 years. Do the math on that one. Marty Schottenheimer was awesome. I love that guy. I love that team. We won 5 in a row after we started out 0-5. So, yeah, that was actually a great experience. And Washington would have been so far ahead of things, but then Daniel Snyder fired him after 1 year because Marty wouldn't let Daniel Snyder make the decisions with the front office. So he got fired after 1 year, brought in Spurrier, easily the worst coach I ever had. So arguably the best coach I ever had to the worst, just because Daniel Snyder wanted to call the shots. It's really a shame.
Why was Spurrier so bad?
Didn't put the time in. Didn't understand protections at the NFL level. We had two protections. I mean, I remember playing. I started every preseason game for him in 02. We had two protections, Dan, and there were no hot reads, no sight adjusts. So you're just supposed to audible to the other protection or to a different play based on what the defense is showing. Well, in the NFL, if they show the guys are coming from the left, they're coming from the right. I mean, it was, I could do a whole segment on Spurrier. He was not a good coach, but we kind of liked him because if it rained, we wouldn't have practice because he didn't want to stand in the rain. So we used to root for rain just so we didn't have to practice that day.
Did he know your name? Because he famously did not know the names of his players, especially on defense.
Oh, no, he knew my name because one time in a team meeting, I got pushed back against the Steelers. I gave up like 4 yards to Casey Hampton. And in the team meeting, Spurrier said, hey, Tucker, These aren't like those guys from Yale or Brown. These guys mean business up here. You're getting pushed back. Meanwhile, Dan, Casey Hampton's like the strongest dude in the history of the world. I was actually pretty happy that I only gave up 4 yards of push on the play. But everybody, all the guys are dying laughing. And I was kind of over the Ivy League thing at that point. So I didn't take it very well. And he came up to me at the practice. He's like, "You mad at me?" I'm like, "No, I'm not mad at you. But like, it's my second year now. Can we get past the Ivy League thing? Like, I'm here now." Like, so anyway, he knew my name.
Oh, you poor guy being held back by going to Princeton. Man, I really feel bad for you.
It's something I've had to try to overcome my entire professional career.
It's always great to talk to you. Safe travels there, buddy. We appreciate it. And as always, thank you, Ross.
All right. See you, dudes.
Ross Tucker, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Listen, you might learn something. Play of the Day's up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Wilson, back, looks, pressure coming, looks, fires it towards the end zone. It's going to be caught. He's going to be stopped. He's stopped at the 2-yard line, and the Shawna Clears have pulled the upset of the season in college football.
It's all over. Coastal has pulled it off.
Courtesy of the Chanticleers Sports Radio Network, stopping BYU at the 1 yard line, up to number 11 in this week's AP poll, the highest ever by a Sun Belt Conference team. Last week they were 18, and I applaud both teams for trying to schedule something to boost their national image here. And it cost BYU, cost them dearly. Play of the day brought to you by Built Bar. I love all 18 amazing flavors. Mint brownie, coconut almond, pumpkin chocolate chip cookie. Todd never has anything for breakfast, ever. And I said, look, why don't you have something that will kind of hold you over from breakfast to lunch? And I said, try one of the Built Bars.
Now I'm hooked.
Yes, you are. And now I go out there and I go, Todd, where is the pumpkin chocolate chip cookie?
There was like two boxes and one is empty and there's like a few left of the second.
BuiltBar.com. That's the only place to get it. Enter the promo code DP for 20% off. Yes, McLovin.
Poll results, by the way, if you want them. Do you think the Jets lost on purpose? 58% say no. That means 42% think they did. Is there any chance? I know you made a logical argument that that's what Greg Williams does. Is there any chance that something happened?
I don't know if ownership minds that they lost. Adam Gase and Greg Williams, they want to win because they won't be there next year. Sam Darnold wants to win. But I think if I'm ownership, it's one of those where publicly you're like, what happened? I'm upset, to privately going, yes, yes. What other poll questions do you have?
Okay, we have three games left this week. We have Buffalo, San Francisco, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Dallas at the Ravens. Which is the game you want to watch the most? You can only watch one.
I want to watch Dallas and the Ravens. I'm just kind of curious what is going on with Baltimore here. And I'm not quite sure. They may not make the playoffs. And I want to know where Lamar Jackson is. And this is when you want an MVP to act like an MVP. Granted, this is a whole lot different than last year, but I'm just curious about what we have here. And then Dallas, can Dallas kind of get revitalized here? Because you start to look around the NFC East, as bad as it is. You know, Washington is not a bad team. The Giants are obviously not a bad team. You know, where does Dallas stand here? Philadelphia feels like a mess. We know Dallas has had the injury to Dak Prescott, but they do have a nucleus that's still there intact. Dallas should be the best team in the division, even without Dak Prescott. But I'm curious of who they are, and are they able to show something with this game? Yeah, Paulie.
I'm really curious about Alex Smith tonight. I know he's going against a real tough defense, and this is a real test. And like you said, Washington's not that bad. But national TV, the Alex Smith story, for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, they're going to get it tonight.
Any other options that you're thinking?
Yeah, by the way.
You want to make this case right now? Do you want to make
Which
the case? Argument for MVP?
Well, it's not my case.
This is
it's out there.
This is my least favorite topic in the NFL.
I know.
It's week to week, almost day to day. Who's the MVP? Do you know that I don't know the website? If I did, I'd call him out. Baker Mayfield, MVP candidate, question mark? And I went, No.
And the website is wherehereTobotherDan.com.
No. Don't do that. You're doing it for clicks. Baker Mayfield played extremely well yesterday in the first half, and I hope that they continue to play that way. They should play that way. They're very good. I think they're good. They may not be very good, but Baker Mayfield's not an MVP candidate. There's two MVP candidates, Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. And Mahomes has 500 more yards, 400 more yards passing than Rodgers. Rodgers has 5 more touchdowns, 2 more interceptions. Completion percentage is just about the same. You know, then you go, okay, what is your argument? If I take Rodgers away from the Packers, how good are they? If I take Mahomes away from the Chiefs, how good are they? Like, it depends on how you define most valuable. And a lot of it has to do is just statistically, like, how great are you statistically? Aaron Rodgers is doing everything that you would want him to do, and he's, what, 10, 11 years older than Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes has been great, quietly great. I will say I'd love to see Aaron Rodgers in Kansas City's offense. I would love to see what that looks like. Because he makes it look easy in Green Bay's offense. You imagine him in Kansas City's offense? Yeah, boy.
I have $4 in my wallet for anyone who could tell me the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers on the Packers depth chart.
You know it, McLevin?
I think I do. We've talked about him. And it sounds like the Ravens tight end Nick Boyle, but it's not Nick Boyle.
It's Boyle, isn't it?
Tim Boyle out of Eastern Kentucky.
Some of the greats have come out of Eastern Kentucky. I'm not one of them, but Tim Boyle. Yeah. All right. I don't know what that has to do with the MVP race, but Tim Boyle is your backup quarterback there. Jeff in Detroit. Let me get Jeff in here. Chris Sims will join us coming up next hour.
What's going on, Dan? What up, though? One time for Chat Row on this beautiful Monday morning. Best and worst of the weekend. The worst, I'm going to start off. Man, the Seahawks getting beat by the Giants in a defensive struggle. That was an ugly game. Yep. The best is going to be my Detroit Lions. And hold on, how about this, Dan? The defensive effort. You get rid of defensive guru, and what happens? The defense comes through with a strip sack and a 4th-and-1 hold, man. What you say about them, baby? Come on, let's go, Lions.
By the way, thank you, Jeff. The Bears are frauds. Oh, I heard from the Bears fans. Well, you're not including them when they were like 5-1. What about the Bears? I said, the Bears aren't any good. They're frauds. And you've seen that. Lions picking up a win. You know, these teams that are down double digits, this isn't a big deal anymore. Certainly not this season in the NFL. Chris Sims will join us coming up, and the Notre Dame quarterback, Ian Book. Book! Final hour. One more item as we close out the first hour here. Quality sleep more important than ever as we head into the holiday season. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but also helps with energy and recovery. And it's such an important pillar, the strong immune system. Nature's way of helping your body fend off attackers, something we all need right now during the COVID-19 pandemic. Block out the blue light. One of the best ways to prep your body for a great night's sleep: turn off devices 1 hour before bedtime. Let's say you didn't get a great night's sleep the night before. Take a short daytime nap for 30 minutes the next day. Also, discover game-changing sleep. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and base. Plus, special financing. Only at Sleep Number stores, or you can go online at sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.